A helicopter crashed on Unalaska Island Saturday evening, leaving the 48-year-old pilot dead. Lonnie Kennedy had just dropped off two passengers and was attempting to take off from Chernofsky Point when the helicopter skid caught the ground, causing the helicopter to roll over. A call reporting the accident was made at approximately 6 p.m. from the Fort Glen Cattle Ranch on Umnak Island, where Kennedy lived and worked. The Coast Guard District 17 Command Center dispatched a response team, which arrived at 8:27. Captain Gary Gray, an Unalaska Public Safety EMT, confirmed that Kennedy had already died. The two witnesses had departed the area on board another ranch helicopter by that point. Next of kin have been notified, according to State Trooper spokesperson Megan Peters. Alaska State Troopers are currently working on recovery of the body from the crash site. Trooper Daniel Blizzard is leading this effort.
My concern as the troopers and the family's concern, obviously, is to get the remains back to the family. We tried to get out there last night, but the weather was just too bad. Obviously, we're trying to get out there now and get this taken care of as soon as possible.
The Coast Guard did not return with the body on Saturday because they sent a response team, not a recovery team, according to Lieutenant Adam Mosley.
We are there as a response and rescue organization. We do land quite a few responses here in Alaska due to the remoteness of several locations, but we're not a recovery organization. So we went to provide medical assistance as we could, and once it was deemed that there was no medical assistance needed, our crews returned.
Lonnie Kennedy grew up in Arizona, where his wife and two youngest children are at present. He moved to Umnak Island to become a ranch manager, working for the Alberta-based company Bering Pacific Ranches. Kennedy regularly traveled to Unalaska to pick up supplies and to work on the ranch at Chernofsky Point. In 2008, Kennedy rescued eight people on Umnak when Okmok volcano erupted. Following the eruption, he spoke with KUCB about how he handled the emergency.
Pretty quick after it started making noise, it sounded like huge, huge rocks rolling. Like if you rolled rocks the size of houses down a mountain or something, it just sounded like, you know, you could hear them kind of, you know. And anyway, I went back in the house and I said, the volcano's doing something. We need to get out of here. So I kind of called everybody together. I said, you know, we need to make a plan.
The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating the crash. In Unalaska, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.